Hey campers, how's everyone doing today? Well, you said fine. What did you say?
I said hey.
Hey.
I was about to say hey too.
Well, I hope y'all said that you're doing well. And on the off chance you said you're not, then don't worry because it's about to get better because we have another new episode of Campfire Adventures.
Yippee.
I'm your host, Dylan, and I'm finally back to host another episode of our amazingly awesome podcast. I'd like to give a shout out to our recent guest hosts that have been telling you all stories these past few weeks. So thank you to Patrice.
He's the best.
Marquesa. And of course, Lori, for taking turns hosting this podcast and telling you all episodes that they wanted to talk about with you all out there in podcast land. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, then don't worry because you can still listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even on our website. But I'd like to give a huge shout out because they're here again with me to listen, Patrice, Lori, and we have a special guest who is on one of our episodes on our road trip story. So shout out to Rayanne.
Hey.
Woo woo.
Woo.
My little sis from another miss. So she's here for this episode. And I'm just ready for all the laughs with it. So thank you out there in podcast land for listening. Thank you for my live audience, even remote live audience, for being here.
That's us.
But with that said, I'm just excited to share another story with you all. And this one's pretty unique. So with that said, I think it's time for us to grab a drink. We're sitting around the OG campfire, and it's time to get into this week's episode. Okay, so the fire is on. We've all had a sip of our drinks. So I'd like to think that the only way that this could actually get better is if we actually tell a campfire story around it. So
sounds good to me.
Cheers.
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 So
we have liquor right now, so.
Well, I have an adult beverage as well, so.
Fitting.
Because we're adults.
Sometimes.
So, you know, I think the way that I wanted to start this story off was just to say, if you all out there in podcast land are listening, there is a section on our website. It's all the way at the bottom. It says, I'm pretty sure it says, tell us a story. And then it's also on our contact us page on the website. And basically, if there's a cryptid that you've heard of at some point in your life, or you saw it on a TV show, or maybe your grandma told you that this was a legend from back when, and maybe you wanted to hear more about it, but you didn't exactly have the time to get into it, you can email us that, write us on Instagram, write us on Facebook, and we'll do the research for you. And either I or one of our guest hosts will host that episode for you and let you know everything that we found out about that cryptid. We'll even give you a shout out, and if maybe we can make it happen, we'd love for you to be a part of the episode as well. So we'll figure that out, but that's only brought up because that's exactly how I found this week's episode. My friend of mine named Jake, shout out to Jake if you're listening, he had brought up this cryptid to me because he knew about the podcast and he knew that I did all this traveling and was like, oh, have you ever heard of blah, blah, blah? And I was like, I don't think I've ever heard of blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, huh. But then it got brought up again. He's like, did you ever get a chance to look up blah, blah, blah? And I was like, I keep forgetting about blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, don't worry, I'm going to do it. So I was like, I needed a story for this week. He brought up blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bada bing, bada boom, story's done. So here we are. And I'm ready to share that with you right now. So this week, I'd like to tell you all about a cryptid that lives about 6 hours away from me out in a city called Fresno. It's a city, right?
I think so.
I was like, can you say town? It's a city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Difference between a town and a city.
Towns are smaller. Should we leave the new podcast?
Hell yeah.
It's apparently been known to the locals for years and years, but it gained its nationwide claim to fame in 2007. If you think about it, that actually wasn't that long ago. It's only been known famously for about 15 years. Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, it seems like 2007 was just last year. But it wasn't. It was 15 years ago. And I digress, because what we're talking about here is not time. We're talking about a cryptid. And how did it get so famous? Well, the cryptid I'd like to tell you all about is known as the Fresno Nightcrawler. Have any of you ever heard about that before?
No, can't say I have.
Well, that's okay, because we're going to hear about it today. Okay, so to give you some context on this cryptid, I'd like to just give you a brief description of what it looks like. So it's called the Nightcrawler, and that's basically because of how it walks. And it's depending on which one or what kind you see, it's about 4 feet tall in length, could be smaller than that, ranging from about 2 to 4 feet tall. And it is a bipedal type of cryptid. Now, do any of us know what a bipedal cryptid? Lori, raise your hand quickly. What is a bipedal cryptid, or anything bipedal?
Bipedal cryptid.
Is it bipedal?
Means that they have two legs.
Two legs. Now, if you have more than two legs, what are you called? A quadrupedal? What would you say? A puppy?
That's funny.
Yes, if you're not a bipedal cryptid, you're a puppy. So this cryptid only has two legs. And basically, if I was going to break down the description even more, that would be just it. Two legs that lead up to a head. So other than that, the coloring on this cryptid is either a white or a light gray. It does have eyes on this head. And if you're struggling to figure out exactly what it looks like, just imagine your legs, and instead of your stomach, it just ends in a head with two eyes.
So, I mean, is it like all one thing, or does it have like a little round head at the top of a torso?
It's a little round head at the top of a torso. And actually, I'm going to show you guys a video, actually the video that made it famous in 2007. You guys are going to get a chance to look at that so you can get a better image in your head of what it looks like, right? And what people actually saw. And I'm going to post it on the website so y'all don't have to worry about not being able to see it here in person. Rianne, you got sent the link, but we're going to get to that in a second. So, like I said, it's 2007, and there's a man and his wife. They wanted to remain anonymous because, obviously, anytime that someone's ever come out to tell somebody that they saw aliens or a cryptid or whatever, everyone's like, you're crazy, you're insane, lock them up in the loony bin, right?
Sit down, coo.
Exactly. But, I mean, if you saw it and you claim to see it, then wouldn't that make it true to, if anybody, at least you?
Yeah.
So they didn't want anybody to know that they were the people who had initially had a run-in with this cryptid known as the Fresno Nightcrawler. So basically how it came about is they lived at a house, and for some reason, every single night, their dogs would go crazy. They would be barking. They'd hear all this commotion, and they'd go outside but never saw anything. And so they were like, that's it. That's enough. I'm tired of this happening. Some articles said that they claimed that they saw footprints. And so they knew something was coming, but they didn't know what. It could have been like a prowler, someone trying to break in, maybe aliens, you know, who knows. But they were like, what we're going to do is we're going to get our candid camera on, and we're going to put it out, and we're going to watch to see if anything actually is coming by to mess with the dogs, or I guess even a burglar trying to break in. So they put their security camera up, they let it film, and then when they went back to watch it, they saw something. And you think, like, okay, well, what could they have seen, right?
It was Lori.
What they saw was about a 4-foot bipedal cryptid with no torso, but a head where that torso should be. And it walked along. You know, normally I feel like when we walk, we have a rhythm to it. You know, left, right, left, right, left, right. But these creatures, these cryptids, when they walk, it's like they're being not contorted, but like controlled by like a puppet master, you know? So like it doesn't have a rhythm to it. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. And you'll see it. You're going to watch it in the video.
Like what are the puppets that are on the strings?
Yeah, that's what it, like a,
no, I think they have another name.
They're called something with an M.
A marionette.
Yes.
Isn't that
wow,
the
go
that
team.
Takes care of them, that controls them now?
He's the puppet master.
I could have sworn
I think
Google it real quick so we sound smart.
What if really it's like just kids or people, just like short people, just putting pants over their shoulders and just running through the yard?
Well, you know, the older people get, the higher they wear their pants.
No,
just an old person.
Pants is a really good segue to what we were going to bring in, and that's also a good point because we're also going to talk about, like, okay, what if it's just fake, right? Well, because how many times have we seen a video and it's just like, there's no way.
Did they get pictures of the footprints or anything? What do their footprints look like? Just human ones?
I don't know. No one's ever been able to find a footprint. Mm. So we're going to get into how this all went down, but basically when she brought up pants, people actually claim the sightings that they've seen or the videos that you're going to see in a second, like that these creatures aren't really just legs. They're wearing clothes of some sorts. So some people have claimed that they're actually haunted pants that are walking around.
What?
Yeah. It's either the Fresno alien or the Fresno nightcrawler. And the story that Jake had told me was like, it's a pair of haunted pants that walk around Fresno. And I was like, no way, right? But I did some more research, and it has a head. And when you watch the video, which I guess I'll just let you guys watch the video now if you want to pull it up real quick and watch it so we can hear your reactions. Let me know what you think when you watch it.
You know what I wonder is how would pants become, like, haunted? Like, somebody must have really loved those pants.
Well, sometimes they're just looking for that, you know, gateway into our world. Like, you know, that whole Annabelle thing. Like, it's like whatever they can do to get there. And if they're more powerful, I think they can manipulate inanimate objects. So, but anyway, so go ahead and watch that video real quick. The first video that I sent you, that's the video that was filmed by this family. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a second.
Okay, so Marionette is the string
puppet. Oh, okay.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Is that the commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Rhea, are you watching the video?
Yeah. It literally looks like floating pants. Like a floating mushroom.
Now, as you watch the video, right, you'll see it walk by. And give it a few seconds, and you see another one walk by.
Oh, that's weird.
It's weird, right? It's not normal. Like, it couldn't just be a person, right?
Dude, it looks like, what's that thing from? The blow-up guy?
Baymax.
Oh.
So it has that white appearance. It has a round head.
Yeah.
And, like, two legs. It almost looks like a pair of pants, like Ryan said. So here's what's creepy about this video. Here's what's crazy. So they didn't actually name the couple, right? But they made the guy's name who released the video. They named him Jose, right? So Jose, depending on which story you listen to, showed the police the next day because he couldn't explain what he saw, right? He couldn't explain what he saw. So some say that he showed it to the police. Others say he took it to Telemundo to show them, to have them look, because I guess somehow he knew somebody who worked there and they also had like a supernatural show going on at the same time. So he thought maybe somebody could look at it. And eventually, as this video got more and more famous, it ended up on a TV show called Fact or Faked, right? Mm-hmm. And so these people, they usually look for like paranormal like experiences that have happened around the country, around different places, and they look at these videos and they're like, well, can we debunk this? Is it like Rayanne had said, like a kid wearing pants or an adult wearing pants just walking around? And just, you know, some people can do some crazy stuff, right? So they end up, if you watch the full video, you see them put different layers of color over the video. And so they're like, if it was strings or if it was someone manipulating these pants, you would see it, right? So then this show, Fact or Faked, right? They ended up trying multiple different ways, like TV replicas. You know how like in movies, how they can make things look real, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they tried their Hollywood magic to try to recreate this video, but they couldn't recreate it. So they ended up naming this whole thing fake. Or fake. They ended up naming it as a fact, like that this was a legit video, because there was no way to debunk it, right? And so it's amassed over a million something views, right? And we just watched it, and you're just thinking like, okay, that's insane. That's weird. It looks like a walking pair of pants, but it has like a little orb like as a head, right?
Yeah. notice it.
Yeah. And so even more about this cryptid is they don't usually travel alone. So that's why you saw that second one come by. Now, I don't know, and I didn't find anything to say, but some say that maybe it's a parent with its right. offspring, and they're just traveling through. And
what is this ghost parent and child just roaming around?
And it could be, because we don't know. Are they aliens? Are they paranormal spirits? What could they be, right? But that was the most famous video that came out. And then a few years later, I think it was in 2011, another video came out. And this one was in Yosemite, or as other people call it, Yosemite. Was that not funny? I kind of thought that was funny. I'm so sorry. It's been a while since I hosted. So apparently people were nervous on Yosemite's property that, like, there were people, a lot of people go missing, as we have said before, in national parks. But then also, if people were doing, like, things that they shouldn't be doing at a national park, like hurting the environment or, you know, staying later in areas that they shouldn't be. And so they decided that they would put in some security cameras just to monitor the area. Well, one security camera picked up something out of the ordinary. So go ahead and watch that second video that I sent you. Go ahead, Rhea, and watch that second video. And I'll post this one online as well so you all can watch it. Skip the ad after 5 seconds.
Crazy.
This one's a little bit shorter, yeah.
This one's actually a lot more clear.
This one's a lot more clear. Okay, that's...
Ooh, look at that.
It's like glowing, it looks
mm-hmm. like. And it's walking yeah. really slow. Ooh, I don't like the way that it's walking.
I told you, it walks...
There is a small...
It walks like a zombie.
Kind of, yeah. Like, it's just like a not... It's not...
Dude, it gave me the creep.
A humanoid, like, walking.
Or you know what it looks like? You know when people walk on like the stilts?
Yeah. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
But see, and the crazy thing was, if a person was doing that, it wouldn't look like that.
Definitely not. Ain't got no arms.
No, and they don't have an arm. You got it. Yeah, exactly. No arms. It's literally legs. According to some, it's either pants or it's legs with pants on, and it has a head.
And yeah. he named this one Frank.
No.
Okay, well, I named this one Frank.
So I'll show you those. These are the two most famous videos on the Fresno Nightcrawler, Fresno Alien, whatever you want to call it. But it's insane, because how can you recreate that video or make it different? And the reason why that first video is so grainy, and I forgot to say this, is because when Jose... which is what they named the guy who remains anonymous. When he saw that surveillance video, the only way that he could think of, and I would do the same thing of how to record this, is to get his video camera and record the footage that he was watching on his monitor, right?
Oh.
And so I guess he said, like, over time, his surveillance tapes re-recorded over themselves, as they do. Mm-hmm. So the only tape that he had was a video recording of a recording. So that's why it's so hard to get, like, a clear image. But then we have the second image in Yosemite where we can see them a lot more clearly.
That's a lot better video.
Yeah. And they kind of glow. They have this white color to them. And it's just, it's an eerie feeling. Yeah, like, you know.
It's like a white aura.
Yeah. Around it. It kind of reminds me of that Simpsons episode. Remember when Mr. Burns comes out and he's like, yeah. Hello.
What does he say?
I don't remember what he says, but
he's just going like,
mm. Yeah, and he's all like out of it, and he's all glowing. It's like that. Like, it's just the mysterious of the unknown. So for as the two videos that we have, that's basically all that's ever been known about this cryptid. It's so famous that has t-shirts, it has pants, which is so appropriate, you know?
That's
what somebody said. They're like, it looks like a pair of MC Hammer pants going along doing his thing with the baby MC Hammer pants. And it's gotten so famous that it's just taken on a life of its own. You know, Bigfoot, famous. Chupacabra, yeah. famous. All these different things. But these pants, these legs with the head are getting way up there. Yeah, and they have like...
Famous.
Yeah, they have a cult following of their own. And there's so much more. So people were trying to... Were you going to say something?
You know what I was going to say? I was going to say, the scary thing to me about this story is that it's not particularly scary. There's no claws, there's no fangs, there's no fur, it's not a wolfman, it's not an alien, it's not... It's just something that's
It's different and there. Creepy.
It's different. It's regular because we're just so far talking about pants, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, what is it?
Well, that's why I said it was a unique cryptid. This one's unlike any other that we've talked about. And you're right. I think it's the fact that we just don't know.
It's intimidating. Scary.
And here's the other thing, is that there's never been a human encounter with them. The only thing that we've seen are these videos. Now, some videos, sure, they aren't the best. These two are obviously the best because they give us a glimpse of something that we just don't know, you know? And then we get to, like, it went through that whole thing with the TV show. Was it fact or was it fake, right? And they ended up saying it's a fact because they couldn't recreate that to look exactly how it looked and do exactly what it did with Hollywood magic. So I did some digging and I was trying to figure out more and more, but that's honestly what we have found. And there is an instance where they're saying that the Native American communities around the area actually said that these creatures have been here for as long as, if not longer, than humans have been here. And they said that they're here, and they actually have statues of these creatures.
What?
Yeah, after these videos came out, these statues started appearing all over the place, like at least pictures of them. And I was trying to find the exact location of where these statues were, but I couldn't. So go ahead and look at the picture real quick. I, of course, I'm going to post this online. And let me know what you think. Does that not look?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, right? So the Native Americans believe that these creatures are here to help bridge the gap between the human world and the spiritual world. And that it's supposed to help make it so we have an area of peace and prosperous. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Hmm. What'd you think? Did you think that that looked like the same creature, Rianne?
Yeah, it definitely is pretty spot on to what the video looks like. Other than like a face thing, but like the figure.
The figure is this long-legged being with a head on top of it and no arms, nothing else. Like Lori said, nothing intimidating, but it's just different and we don't know. So some people say that, hey, maybe the Indians are right. Maybe the Native Americans know something that we don't. And I tried to find more information on what these sculptures were, but I couldn't find anything about it. And then others are saying, like, well, what if they're aliens? Well, I mean,
then they're aliens.
Then they're aliens. What if it's a haunted pair of pants that's just walking around? I want to meet that haunted pair of pants that's walking around.
We should buy some hammer pants.
I'm so down.
And go to Fresno?
Yes.
Yeah. And just like
the locals.
Walk? Yeah.
We could definitely do that. And if we ever do go to Fresno, we can do an episode where we go looking for these, you know, this Fresno Nightcrawler. But it's just a story that leaves so many questions unanswered. Where did they come from? If the Native Americans were right and they've been here for generations, why is it that we only have two videos of them? Why is it that no one's ever seen them walking around? Also, is it a baby and a mom who are walking around? Baby and a dad walking around? Do they have offspring? And where do they live? What do they want? What do they eat? We don't know. There's not been an attack. There's not been a story where someone's been able to follow them to some cave or to the woods to hang out with Mr. Burns, you know? Where there's just there's just so many unanswered questions. All we know is that there are two videos that no one can explain how they happen, what they want, what they were doing, or where they even went. Like you even asked, was there a footprint? There's no footprint. We couldn't find, like, you know, with the Honey Island Swamp Monster, they made an imprint, a mold of his footprint. Of some of the other ones, there are pictures of the Enfield Horror of Illinois. Like, why are you laughing?
The Enfield
Horror. I didn't say a whole beep. Like the Enfield Horror from Illinois. Like,
yeah, they like
the beep. So we only know so much, but those cryptids have footprints. How is it that the only cryptid that is a pair of pants with legs and a head not have a footprint made of it?
Well,
so
The Native Americans, so they're supposed to be like that gateway between spiritual world, right, and then our stuff. True. What if they're just like helping guide souls and that's why you see the little people?
That's a good way to think about it.
They walk so slow.
Yeah, maybe it's like souls and they're just guiding them.
I think that that would be pretty cool. And it's not like we haven't heard of a cryptid that's done that before. True that. We've talked about that before in the past, too. But, yeah, that could be one answer. I mean, we just need to wait, because as time goes on, we're only going to learn more and more about this cryptid. Mm-hmm. But with that said, for right now, that's all we got. So what'd you guys think of that story?
I think it was a good story. I like his name.
Cool. Weren't you saying that it reminded you of something, Lori?
So there's a Dr. Seuss story that this reminded me of when you first started telling it.
Is it Cat in the Hat?
Close. It's called, What Was I Scared Of?
What's it called?
What Was I Scared Of?
What Was I Scared Of? And what's the story?
I liked reading this story to the kids because they thought it was so silly. But one of the last lines, I'll read it to you because it's kind of like a short story, long poem.
Okay.
But it's, I said, I do not fear those pants with nobody inside them. I said and said and said those words. I said them, but I lied them. It's about being afraid of the pants. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cute?
That's, but it's so coincidental that it coincides with what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's like pretty much the exact same thing. Like a pair of pants that's wandering around the forest that don't belong to anyone.
So when you saw the video, did you think it looked like a pair of pants too?
Oh, it totally looks. Does. I mean, it kind of does.
But it has a head.
But it has a head. But yeah. I wouldn't initially think of that as a pair of pants.
I get you.
It's like the dad from that movie Onward, just a pair of brown slacks walking there about.
You know, and it's crazy how all these things piece together. But it kind of reminds me of a dream that you told me about too, Lori.
Oh, I had a dream that woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning with quite the chuckle. And it was Kevin.
Are you a Dr. Seuss?
She's so Dr. Seuss.
Dude, as soon as I read Dr. Seuss, I can't not talk like that.
That's cool.
But,
it woke up at 3 o'clock, that's witching hour.
I know. Oh, it totally is. I know it is. And the weird thing is, like, laughing in a weird way that I don't usually laugh, which is scary, but whatever. But the dream was, it was Kevin's head on Barbie legs walking around, and I had to help him. I didn't know if I should say it or him.
It's a cryptid.
He got trapped under some gutter water.
We could call him by his real name, Patrice. Wait, I just cracked it up.
But yeah, he had a Kevin's head and sexy Barbie legs.
That's basically what we're talking about with this Fresno Nightcrawler.
I'm just imagining Kevin's head on Barbie legs right now.
All I know is interpreting this dream as a self-proclaimed expert that Lori thinks my legs are sexy. And I knew it, to be honest.
Ollie's like, check out these legs.
Ollie has perfect legs for that. Look, they're so long.
It kind of looks like Ollie with no arms.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. We found the Fresno Nightcrawler. He's been traveling around the whole world with us.
How do they walk? It's like a...
You can't even... It's just hard. And they're big. Yeah, it's like 4 feet tall. It's like a... almost the height of a person.
I'm they're only a foot shorter than me.
Maybe it's Rayanne.
But with that said, we're here at the end once again of a great episode. I really like this one. It's nice to be back, and it's nice to have Rayanne here, and it's nice to have Lori. The boys are here. Patrice is here. I feel like, oh my gosh.
You know what's nice is the idea that we could wear matching hammer pants.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Just like 1991 again.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, with that said, we actually had the best day today. We got to lay out at the pool. We were drinking beers at noon on Tuesday. Yeah. Does anyone get the reference to that song?
I'm going
to
come out there.
You can. But with that said, we're going to finish this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed listening to it. I'm glad that I was able to come back and be the host once again of this amazing podcast. But I appreciate you out there in podcast land for listening. We are going to post our pictures of the behind the scenes on our Instagram and Facebook at Campfire Adventures Podcast. You'll be able to hear the story, see our source material, and more behind-the-scenes pictures on our website. Don't forget you can listen to all the episodes on there as well at www.campfireadventurespodcast.com. And I appreciate you listening. So whether you're listening to this in the morning or the evening, have a good morning or good evening. And I guess with that, I'm going to say goodbye. So goodbye.
Bye.